Chapter 43. Afterward he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks toward the east. Behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. It was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the visions that I saw by the river Kebar, and I fell on my face. The glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. The Spirit took me up, and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. I heard one speaking to me out of the house, and a man stood by me. He said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne, in the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. The house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings by their prostitution, and by the dead bodies of their kings in their high places, in the setting of their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost beside my doorpost. And there was but the wall between me and them, and they have defiled my holy name by their abominations which they have committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their prostitution, and the dead bodies of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. You, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. If they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the form of the house, and its fashion, and its exits, and its entrances, and its ordinances, and its laws, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole pattern, and all the ordinances, and do them. This is the law of the house. On the top of the mountain, the whole limit of it round about shall be the most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. These are the measures of the altar by cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a handbreadth. The bottom shall be a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and its border by the edge round about a span. And this shall be the base of the altar. From the bottom on the ground to the lower ledge shall be 2 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. And from the lesser ledge to the greater ledge shall be 4 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. The upper altar shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar hearth and upward there shall be 4 horns. The altar hearth shall be 12 cubits long by 12 broad, and square in the 4 sides. The ledge shall be 14 cubits long by 14 broad in its 4 sides, and its border shall be 1/2 cubit, and the bottom of it shall be 1 cubit round about, and its steps shall look toward the east. He said to me, Son of man, thus says the Lord God, these are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they shall make it, to offer burnt offerings thereon and to sprinkle blood. You shall give to the priests the Levites who are of the seed of Zadok, who are near to me, to minister to me, says the Lord God, a young bull for a sin offering. You shall take its blood, and put it on the 4 horns, and on the 4 corners of the ledge, and on the border round about. Thus shall you cleanse it and make atonement for it. You shall also take the bull of the sin offering, and it shall be burnt in the appointed place of the house, outside the sanctuary. On the 2nd day you shall offer a male goat without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar, as they did cleanse it with the bull. When you have made an end of cleansing it, you shall offer a young bull without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. You shall bring them near before the Lord, and the priest shall cast salt on them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to the Lord. 7 days shall you prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bull, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they make atonement for the altar and purify it, so they shall consecrate it. When they have accomplished the days, it shall be that on the 8th day and forward, the priest shall make your burnt offerings on the altar, and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, says the Lord God.